Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And what a fantastic program we have lined up for you. We talk with Chad Larson from Kraus Anderson Construction on their latest project. Plus, Representative Jason Doctor talks about the economic programs and angel funds and how there's no oversight or accountability. The CEO of Myriad Mobile, Jake Jorenstead, stops by to talk to us about his growth within his company, and Divide County in North Dakota is experiencing some growth, plus a youth movement. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Chad Larson with Kraus Anderson Construction. So let's talk about what's going on in Watford City. I got a press release indicating that there's been a new building or some kind of new infrastructure that's built in western North Dakota, specifically Watford City, and Chad Larson is here to talk a little bit about us. First, why don't you go ahead and talk about your company and then transition into what kind of project you guys are working on.
Kraus Anderson Construction. We're a commercial construction company out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, based in Minneapolis. We have offices around the upper five state area, including Madison, Wisconsin, a few offices in Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota, Bemidji, and also offices in Minot and Bismarck, North Dakota. Company's been around for over 100 years. In Watford City, we finished a brand new high school project last year. It opened in February, actually opened in February of this year, and connected to it now we finished a 269,000 square foot event center that includes two hockey rinks, a field house, a 3,000 seat event arena, for basketball, concerts, things like that. A pool and water park, convention space, and a gymnastics center, which is all connected to the existing high school that we just built.
That's what I was going to ask you. This is all one unit here? Is this part of the high school? Is this just kind of a public-private partnership? Talk a little bit about that relationship with the building to the community.
The event center and the high school are actually separated by 80 feet, but they are connected by an underground tunnel. The event center and the land around it, which includes, we also built a new football stadium, a baseball stadium, and the parking lots around it. All that land is owned by the city, Watford City, and the high school is obviously owned by the school district. So there is a public, there are two entities involved in the project, which was the school district and the city of Watford City.
And have you guys done other projects in the Bakken besides this particular Watford City one?
Yes, we're currently finishing up another school addition in Alexander, along with our Bismarck office has projects going on throughout the Bakken area, building projects.
So you guys still do have a few pieces of business out in the Bakken. Just overall, how has the Bakken business been? Have you guys been able to manage it? Have slowly weaned away from it, got more than you know what to do with? Just kind of, how would you describe the Bakken business over the last couple of years?
We've kept pretty steady. The Event Center and High School Project, we were awarded in early 2014. That was kind of the first large projects that we were awarded out there. And since then, we've picked up some school work and a few other things around the Bakken area, and then more so in Minot and Bismarck. Minot, after the floods in, I think, 2012, 13, when they had the big floods, we did do all the school work there for the school district. So we built, I think, built or rebuilt five of the schools that they had. And those are actually just finishing up now, too, the last of them with the new schools that we built. So we have done a lot of work in North Dakota in the last 5 years, probably. And we will continue to do more and more. We've had the slowdown here in the last year, probably. But I think it was needed by all the communities around there.
And you're on your way out to North Dakota right now. How often do you make it back to the Bakken? And just kind of what are some of your observations in a town like Watford City where you guys have a project going?
I am out there. I've been out there pretty much full-time for the last 2 years. You know, when we first moved in and to start the project and start pre-planning the project, there were traffic jams, and driving around was just as difficult as it is in Minneapolis sometimes to get across a town of 2,000 people of Watford City. Sometimes it'd take you a half hour because of all the traffic. So within the past 2 years, though, it has really, they've opened the bypasses around Watford City, and all the new city streets and infrastructure that has opened has made it much more enjoyable to be around. I felt sorry for the people when we first moved out there. I've been to Watford City many times in my life. I have family up there, and it's one of those small towns that there, you know, it used to be nobody was around, just a small town in western North Dakota. The first time I went out there for this project, I couldn't believe the traffic between Williston and Watford City. That, you know, it took you 2 hours to get from Williston to Watford City, which is a 40-mile drive. So I really did feel bad for the people, but it's great now that they have stuck it out and they have these new fabulous facilities.
And final thoughts, just kind of what where are you guys going in your future, your company, and just kind of the direction that you see your industry going?
Very busy. We work on the Midwest, and we work for companies, and if we have clients that go throughout the United States, we'll go with them to work in every state. So we, at this point, we're really busy, and our revenue has increased greatly over the past couple of years, and it continues to build. So hopefully we continue to over and keep things going. I don't see much of a turn down in the current moment here. So I think in the Bakken, it has slowed down. Construction has decreased a lot, mostly due to housing starts and housing slowed down in the Bakken. But I think the commercial activity and the industrial activity will continue to grow.
To listen to the full-length interview with Chad Larson from Krauss Anderson Construction or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Autumn is the perfect time to see the beauty of the Black Hills, and the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort is the perfect place to stay. The Lodge at Deadwood offers 140 luxurious guest rooms designed for total comfort. Elevate your expectations about casual fine dining in their first-class restaurant, or experience the energy and excitement of Vegas-style gaming. The Lodge at Deadwood offers the largest convention facility in the area with unparalleled hospitality and scenic surroundings. Elevate your experience. Visit deadwoodlodge.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.